Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon and welcome to Charter Peter. I'm Sheldon Bearshield. Coming up on today's show, we're going to introduce a story about social media banning New Zealand, someone we had in Australia. That bill will be introduced by Kevin Reid, who's a National Party MP for Tukituki, because she wants to protect our kids from under sixes from surgery harm and even protect from mental distress and suicide. That is all going to come up in my show for today. So this is New Zealand news. I'm going to play New Zealand songs all of May, like I usually do. First song I'm going to play for us right now is Right now, it is a new song from Lord. Which is going to be what was that on Charterpedia on Arrow FM? Oops, didn't get that thing plugged in. So what was that by Lord on Charterpedia on Arrow FM?
A place in the city, a chair and a bed. I cover up all the mirrors, I can't see myself yet. I wear smoke like a wedding veil, make a meal I won't eat. Step out into the street, alone in a sea. It comes over me, oh, I'm missing you. Yeah, I'm missing you and all the things we used to do. MDMA in the back garden, blow our pupils up. We kissed for hours straight, well, baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hairs, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that? Friends, I stare at their painted faces, they talk current affairs. You had to know this was happening, you weren't feeling my heat. When in the blue light down, baby, so bright, I face reality. I try to let whatever has to pass through me, pass through. But this is staying a while. I know it might not let me go. Empty a bay in the back garden, blow our pupils up. We kiss for hours straight. Well, baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life.
What was said by Lord on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM. She had us coming up next, right? Prime Minister Kisilaka says the government could ban social media for Kyrgyz following a similar move in Australia. He made the first decision on Tuesday as the National Party MP introduced a private bill to ban social media for children and teenagers under the age of 16. As a private deal, this is not a government policy, so it's unclear if when such a ban will come into force. The timing was just one complication and a rather complicated proposal, as announcing raised some media questions that how the New Zealand government would enforce such a ban and compliance was forced to comply. What's going on? Chris Lux said how the press conference yesterday with a national backbencher, Kevin, who is the National Party EP for Tukituki, who has proposed a bill to promise to stop kids using social media. This is not a government bill, meaning it's not a government policy. It's just an idea that comes from a National Party EP. But Lux says he likes the idea and is looking how to make it become a reality. We said her proposal, called for social media age restricted users bill, would require social media companies to verify the age of users. Anyone under 16 would able to really illegally access social media under the proposal. Social media companies will need to take reasonable verification measures to check users' ages, otherwise New Zealand courts could impose financial penalties for them. Websites will be blocked. A key question for this lawsuit would be that exactly meets the definitions of social media. Labour leader Chris Kisilaka questioned that on Tuesday soon after the national announcement's idea. He pointed out that Roblox, a popular online game for children involved in the social element, with players talking to each other, Minecraft, Fortnite, and many other popular games also involve social interaction. These other online media sites such as YouTube or even stuff which allow audiences to comment on posts, interact, this content, is that social media? And what about these messaging apps? iMessage installed on every iPhone have been expanding features beyond just text messaging. WhatsApp, Snapchat, which have been used for person-to-person conversation, have also expanded to do much more. Stubb asked Lux and Reed what their definitions would be. She said that was still an open question. Nationally, it will cover traditional platforms, Snapchat, media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, but further platforms will certainly be explored. We said, a driver bill on social media as platform, where the sole or primary purpose of a platform is to enable social media interaction. At leader David Silva said, the bill could open the door to Wikipedia being banned. It didn't make me so certainly count. I don't think they had that in mind. It's a great way for young people to learn stuff at the moment. YouTube with this comment section would also count, he said. What does Nash want to limit social media use? Like I said, banning cell phones has got to be positive for young people and covers further benefits of social life and mental health. He said he first started talking about this in 2018 after reading the column on American Mind by Youth. By American social psychologist Trevor Haight, which raises concerns about the younger generation losing tolerance and ability to debate. with their girls concerned about bullying. My social media age appropriate users, Bill is about protecting young people from bullying, inappropriate content, and social media searching by restricted access for under 16-year-olds. He said, Hepcats said he created many online platforms with causing real harm, and he offered to work with the government on this issue. He said talk of a ban was simplistic and called for government to form a own work program to address its online harm. The first thing we've got to do is education for kids, because no matter what you do in terms of safeguards, we'll know kids find the ways around it, he said. How's the ban going in Australia? Luckily, he has spoken to Australian Prime Minister Evie Albanese about this. In Australia, online safety will become law at the end of 2024. Google lobbied for Australian government to secure a YouTube exemption from a ban, which has received. But Greens and New South Wales all said they wanted to see how the ban went in Australia before committing to support something similar in New Zealand. Is it actually going to happen? Maybe, but maybe not. As a private member, so rather than a government policy, the ban will go into what's called the Biscuit Tin. The Biscuit Tin is a ballot process, and only if it wins a lucky draw will first bill be debated and voted on. This could happen soon, or it could never happen. It is unclear why this address as a member cell, not a government policy, given Luxon said he'll look to pick up as a government bill. Here's a problem: not all of his coalition government supporters will. In a statement, Seymour said his party opposed will because it is not workable. Later on Tuesday, Luxon said National look to get support from the opposition to support for bill. Hipkins said he would be happy to work with National on this. I'd see the government taking leadership on this issue rather than a National Party backbencher, Hipkins said. He said he was concerned about this issue would not be debated given it be sent to the biscuit tin. Ryder got a tale of a changes to equal pay amendment, which will probably divide women even more. Plus, got a tale breakdown from Australian Federation on Saturday, which means he'll keep his head or he'll lost his seat. It's all going to come up after he played Bevel Machine by Jihad on Jadapedia on Arrow Event.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful machine by Jihad on Chatterpedia on Aero-FM. Is it permanent to urge safer government swatch river changes to the equal pay and fair will make it harder for workers to make claims of unfair pay based on gender discrimination? The charge came out of a blow with workers' wages as a Brooke Favela, who's an active leader, announced her plan on 11 a.m. on Tuesday. Palmer was then asked to pass a law under urgency that evening. And later that summer, congratulated the thousands, saying the change had been saved for budget and will save the government billions. The government said law tried to scrap all the excessive pay equal to class fair with every class way to be heard up revolving upwards of 150,000 workers. These workers included teachers and other professions alleged fell beyond the failed to become traditional women's work. Pay equal to class will be still possible if it's the number one. Then failed to see the government was not removing the ability of sick. The way six discrimination claims to be made, but required to make a claim would be tightened. Fee changes include raising the threshold of predominantly performed by female employees from 60% to 70%, requiring pay for the profession have been female dominated for at least a decade, and a focus on whether employees will be able to afford a higher wage bill, a shorter criteria for how claimants could compare whenever skills are unfair when compared to the other sectors. Momentary charges are expected to save the government billions. Seymour said Fair Value should be praised for finding money and balance of Finance Minister Nicholas's budget due out May 22nd. I actually think the book fan failed it. It's actually saved the taxpayers billions. She saved the budget for the government. He said. While Prime Minister Chris Luxon insisted the change was not focused on saving money, he conceded this was saving the government a lot of money. I expect the cost will be lower as a function of a change that we're making with a legislation. It could be up to billions of dollars, he said. The cost savings comes in the context of the entire government budget. Last week, Wales revealed that $1.1 billion had been cut from expected operating allowances for budget 2025. The new allowance, $1.3 billion, will be less than what Treasury said already been allocated for spending. That means the government needs to find money whenever new allowances. The government will save money because employed many of the professions which will be lost to pay equity claims. Lately, the consultant said the only reason the government was needed to use urgency because it was urgent need to find more money. The government had been decided to sacrifice equal pay for women. The government has decided to sacrifice equal pay for women in order to balance the budget, he said. Excessive pay equity claims will be canned. The Chinese discontinued all excessive pay equity claims. Then fewer favorite claims were to be decided. One of the biggest claims was from a post-primary teacher associated with senior faculty teachers claiming they were underfunded and underpaid because of their profession was predominantly staffed by women. Because it was just unjustifiable to cancel the claims of thousands of workers. They are now back to the square one and having to start all over again. The government should be ashamed of it. But although they tried to save Nicholas's billions of dollars, I think Seymour and Brookford failed to let the cat out of the bag. They got caught telling the truth, he said. The government says old pay equity scheme wasn't working. Denying the law change was inspired by a desire to save money. Like I said, the budget was created a smoother system for hearing pay equity claims. It's got nothing to do with the budget. It's about making sure we have a piece of legal such fair as incredibly workable, not as complex as it has been. He said, in fair value, they said the change of strawberry food as a protection of women's rights. We want to ensure that the city are right with reasonable. What we have people who are librarians compare themselves as engineers, or we have social workers compare themselves to air traffic controllers, she asked. Hackers were cheated, I guess fed the comparison were not reasonable. He said the Georgia public equity system was to judge if certain sectors were being under fairness, well, I wouldn't compare the workforce which required some levels of skill and training. My father Bell has received relatively little scrutiny. Like I said, the government needed to enact this law change under urgency to make sure we got one system, not two systems, and ensure fair was maximum amounts of clarity. Parliament was called to hold all three debates about the bill on Tuesday. MPs were only ensuring those documents for the bill on the afternoon. They were asked to debate it. The Ministry of Business and Innovation and Employment said it did not have time to provide regulatory impact statement about the bill because of tight time constraints. The formal process for lawmaking will for a bill to be a debated one sent for scrutiny and public feedback on the select committee then return to Parliament for further two debates. There are no opportunity for public submissions regarding for a pay equity change. Right, the next song I'll be playing for is Everything by P Money featuring Vince Hutter on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM. Fails Everything by P Money featuring Vince Harder on Jadapedia on Arrow FM. Not just courageous, but very, as you've ever said, Doug Burgum, the first 100 days of his has far exceeded of any other presidency in this country ever. No. See, Pam Bondi, most of the presidents who put us a dream for over office, which include George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Ronald Reagan, were mere placeholders who are not men of action, Ms. J.D. Vance. Before TV cameras on Wednesday, top Canada official looked to treating Donald Trump with praise, said some critics don't advocate for politics in North Korea yet beyond the walls of the White House. The mood was shifting, new data showed economy was shrinking, the national security fighter was about to be ousted. Opinion polls told of his present vote's unpopularity is historic. After 100 days in which Trump at times appeared invisible, the political gravity of exceeding himself, the majority of Americans regarded him as both failure and would-be dictator. From courts to the streets, from war offices and college campuses, revolt is swelling. Republicans are eyeing next year's midterm election with nervousness. The For honeymoon is over, said Sean Sobe, an over and pollster who is there to squander with 100 days. Perhaps you can argue by doing too much, not succeeding, which of it overplaying his hand and in 100 days as polling numbers referred to an unsuccessful quarter. Every poll that I know, including mine, has him upside down. Trump took office on 20th of January with a huge capital. He had been beaten his legend rival Kamala House in every swing state and won the national popularity for the first time at least 50%. All since 2004, having survived four legal cases, his sense of fatigue was absolute. Dick billionaires and media moguls came to the Mar-a-Lago to stay to kiss the ring. He stated fast and furious as Trump signed a record number of executive orders, now more than 140. Democrats looked like a boxer right days by a flurry of punches at the opening bell. They struggled to find their feet and respond to the president who has breathtaking speed marching to Congress and attacked judges and unleashed Elon Musk to evacuate the federal government. Michael Steele, the former chair of the Republican National Committee, said, "For reals, you do it fast, you do it furious, you do it at the different times and levels and chances. You won't run up creating 100 rabbit holes at one time. People are trying to figure out what is most important rabbit hole to go down. That's what you've seen play out." Yet, second of favor with Trump, the Liberation Day. As he announced sweeping global tariffs may also come seen as an overage day, his haphazard trade war with fragile allies and white traders of a stock market on the fears of a bond market catastrophe bespeaked him into a heading for pause button, but he left the place on tariffs in China as high as 145% and Beijing refused to blink. The guys are shaking the faith of Trump voters who felt he would at least deliver economic competence and guarantee him for bottom line. Fear prices are rising. Tariffs are expected to disrupt the supply chain soon, leading to imbeciles reminiscent of a COVID-19 pandemic. On Wednesday, Trump admitted China might have $2 instead of $30 at Christmas, or to blame his predecessor Joe Biden. Meanwhile, Musk was sawed fever discord. Tens of thousands of people have lost their jobs. The U.S. Development Agency, USAID, a crucial tool of software, was closed. The Social Security welfare system has reportedly hit by regional office closures, website crashes, and some recipients been declared dead, yet Dodge looks to see well fall short of its $1 trillion target in savings, and Musk is preparing to step away. The greatest former leader of a mistaken deportation of Camila Abrego Garcia, a mere man who has protected illegal status to the notorious prison in El Salvador for Supreme Court order for administrative failures has retreated, but Trump has refused. Trump policy has sought to end the wars in Ukraine and Gaza, but both conflicts continue. His national security and advisor Mike Wells mistakenly added a journalist to a senator's signal chat discussing military operations on Thursday as merged Wells would leave his post and to be nominated as a U.S. ambassador to the UN instead. Trump failed to be a dictator on day one, but critics say his pretenders to all fear terrorism have been undercut by the inepitude that throughout his first term led to a crushing defeat in 2020. He has the world's perforated 100-day mark of any president in the past 80 years. According to a poll published by Watch Boys newspaper and ABC News, only 59% of Americans approve how Donald Trump is conducting his presidency. About 64% of respondents said he was going too far. And as ever, they expand presidential powers. Another survey by DCHQ survey showed 44% approval and 36% disapproval, as found that 64% of respondents said Taos Hughes could service and 91% worried about inflation, with 62% very concerned for part of the recent Institute PRRI, but they found 52% Trump was a dangerous dictator whose power should be limited before he destroys American democracy. Opposition is manifesting itself in my rights and cutting Trump down to size. About a 30% of his executive orders have been particularly or fully blocked by the courts, while 40% have been left in effect, according to count by Associated Press. Anti-Trump demonstrators are growing in scale and frequency in cities and towns across the countries. Democrats are held at religious town halls in traditional Republican territory after initially bucking under the Trump's days of thunder. Law firms, nonprofits, and universities had found a spine and are feeling one off. After initially bucking under Trump's days of thunder, law firms, nonprofits, and universities have found this fund are feeding off one another to resolve. Political commentators said the known need to miss shifting causes a conservative order for Chinese guys, a conservative order for and broadcaster said what Trump has going for him was he credited for his sense that he was an irresistible force. Federal says it was futile and everyone had to accommodate for his whims and his agenda. But you now seeing the Supreme Court pushing back on him. The market's present alignment as far as the moments are going south. The token error has made a sensible solid now they seem to be encountering much more resistance. Trump was not the first president to feel a pinch of political gravity. Biden started with positively, but has proved its dip low 50% for the first time in August 2021. Final botch measurement short from Afghanistan, according to an NBC News source, he never recovered. Associated feelings against Trump court become threats for Republicans who are more devoutly loyal than ever has worried about the assets of Congress in the midterm elections in November 2026. Historic of a party as whole the White House tended to be self-lost in the midterms. Republicans can hold a narrow 23-seat majority in the House of Representatives. Patrick Gethard, foreign official in the Barack Obama said, I will not judge this president to be a success. More likely than will not to be conceived. Republicans' vote signs are on a ballot in 2026, sorry, but clearly moving away from his agenda. It is very clear that many Trump voters are ready have buyer's remorse. God, next song I'll be playing is... it is In the Right Direction by Dragon on Chartopedia on Arrow FM. That was In the Right Direction by Dragon on Chartopedia on Arrow FM. So, I've not won Australia's election as the Labor Party and its governor returned for a second term power in the promise. As the coalition led by Peter Dutton lost the election in a devastating raid, and also he lost his own seat to Labour Shasha Ali France, it makes the first time an Australian opposition leader has lost his seat, never before in his history. It's because Clever Party was headed for humbling defeat on Saturday night in the mood of Liberal HG turn from shock and disbelief to devastation. Last year, over 200 odd attendees in the room watched and stunned in sight of result wild on the big squeeze. It's not pretty, one Liberal staffer said. According to a woman working at the hotel, and President Dutton was magnificent in conceding a defeat and accepted full responsibility. A Liberal Party is hurting across the country tonight, he said. Labour's Alphonse Prowse projected to win Dutton's former electorate of Dixon on 6.1 margin following a 9.1 swing. France, who a league MT lost her son to leukemia in 2024, was successful in third attempt to unseat Dutton. Her son, Henry, will be incredibly proud of her tonight. She will do a good job as a local member for Dixon. Dunn said the election was no result for McCullough and was unaccepted for responsibility for party loss. We did not do well enough during the campaign. It was not obvious tonight. We told party supporters in Brisbane, I was one of the public to be a best for our country and best for every Australian. It's a historic occasion for the Labor Party and we recognise that. Dunn was also a part of other college member who lost his head on the election night. We are good members and good candidates who lost his head or in Britain. I'm so for that, he said, we have an amazing party and we were thrilled. For college, on some track to have a wild primary fight since the party was formed in the 1940s, Labour's picked up marginal seats such as Leichhardt in Queensland, based in Tasmania, Stuart in South Australia, and Dakin in Victoria. But a loser formerly so said of being in the ACT to an independent result too close to call. Liberal supporter Jeremy said Dunn's loss was devastating. She said she was drawn to the party because his fears to stamp out domestic violence. I don't know if I got to replace Peter, but just can't get over him not going to be fair, she said. It was a historic day, but unfortunately for the wrong regions. With half of a vote counted for college and suffered 2.42 by preferred swing, and Labour was projected to return to government with an expanded majority. It was a mistake to Dutton to say he will be happy to host a nuclear reactor in his electorate. Labour Treasurer Jim Chalmers said France was a strong candidate, but for college was a battle on health and cost of living policy. And Peter Taylor, trade rival's campaign rolled on, Dr. Chalmers said on ABC TV. The coalition was behind more than a dozen seats and held as not on track to win any seats in government. Alone, Bryce for the Liberals was opposition immigrants, spokesperson Dante Henley, who looked seen off and changed from an independent Alex Dyson in its regional Victorian set of went on with a swing towards him by 0.3%. The Liberals had a wipeout in Tasmania with a loss of base and Brandon and faced defeat in their last seat in Metropolitan Adelaide with Stuart MP James Stevenson suffering the 0.1 swing against him. Looks like Australian alleged seat to be changing hands. Labour city retained Ballarat. But for the question, going from Australia apart from the Liberals, Goldstein and Victoria gained Liberal gain from an independent despite against City Security Secretary Group Queensland gain. Australian Labor Party gained from the Greens. Peter won by the Labor Party off the Liberals' weak power of Stuart South Australia, where Claire Gardner won a seat off Liberals' James Stevens. Leave Finch Party Adelaide in entirely Labor. Current New South Wales won by former National MP Andrew Gear compared off against their fairway. Already mentioned earlier, Labor's Ali France won the tech seat off the leader of Oxygen, Peter Dutton. Leichhardt, Queensland, is where Germany failed to see one inch, where Labour's Messi won the candidate. Brandon Tasmania win, and UCA won it one off against Liberal candidate Malcolm Hingson, who is trying to replace Gavin Pearce. Vice President President John Judd, who defeated Stephen Bates. It'll be late, first time since 2010 when Labour held the seat. Labour's Seachin defeated Labour Party Stephen Coleman in the Banks electorate. Sean Lacks will retain his seat in Bedlong, defeating Scott Young as he secures a second term as an MP, while Dakin Smith Greg is one legend of Michael Sucker in an ultra marginal seat. Kyle Cook if one bond of Labour against Liberal Common lost faster. As the first Labour win seat since Charles Evan, Labour Bush had failed to secure his third term as a base being beaten by Jess Teasdale. Labour's 31 won a Western Australia electorate of Moore against Liberals Vince Connolly, and who's been unlikely victory for the Labour Party. Defeated Liberal Common January, who gained herself from United Australia Party right. Off to Germany now, when Social Democrat Olaf Scholz conceded defeat to the centre-right in Germany's election and gain of AfD support. The man already named the Chancellor on last night, New Zealand time. My boy, he's taken this party further to the right. Because surprisingly, Megan never made me as a minister. And he has not, does I not run for Parliament again until I have it ready, focus on various private sector interests, as lawyer also company board member Mercer's clerk of Merkel's decision to shift to CDU to the Senate and was concerned it will move to open state to AFD to move into. Mum, so he's an economic liberal. And in this party to a 2025 manifesto, argue for more dark regulation and give a tax cut to corporations and billionaires to boost Germany's productivity. And also he tried to take over the EU's stop take on common debt. He's a social conservative. He's the most probably right wing man. Because we was even asked about the ultra recognition of only two genders reacted, you can understand his positions. He's a trend Atlanticist. He is pro-European. As he enjoyed relations with EU Minister Ursula von der Leyen, and he tried to rebuild Germany, his stance of a far has been controversial. And he even inspired by AfD plan to cut back immigration. Here we him by college policies. He liked to visit, and my funny mum, right? He liked to visit Tibet. Right, the fact of the day is George Washington is the only US president to have received 100% of electoral votes. Right now, I'm gonna play Follow In and Out by MySix on Chatterpedia on Arrow Evening.
I never realized you're coming home.
Fails for an ending up on my 6 on Charter Peter on Arrow FM. Fails set for Charter Peter. I will see you next Wednesday at 2 p.m. versus Charter Peter on Arrow FM.